Hey, welcome to the Carol Remarks Podcast. My name is Carol, and this is where I host my remarks on glamour, pop culture, and front page news. Let's get right to it. Hello and good morning. Oh, happy day. It's Friday. We made it, y'all. Last night, the gent and I had the privilege of going out and having dinner with the Hee-Haw Viking, or Viking Hee-Haw. I always forget his handle. Hee-Haw Viking, I think is what it's called. Yes, Hee-Haw Viking and his lovely wife. It was so cool to meet people that you kind of meet online, you know. It was so funny that when we first got there, we were getting to our table. Hee-Haw Viking's wife turned to me. I'm not using their names because, you know, we want to remain anonymous. Turned to me and she said, you know, I texted our kids and told them we were having dinner with some people that Dad met online. Oh my gosh, that's so funny. Because, you know, people you meet online, you never know what you're going to get. You know what I'm saying? You know, you've heard the stories on, I think it comes from online dating or whatever. Anyway, we had a good time. I could have sat there for hours and just chit-chatted and conversating and fellowshipping. It was good. We enjoyed it. So thank you. All right, now the next thing I want to talk about is Laura from Twitter and I are going to host a space this evening, 6:30, 6:45 ish, something like that. I do have it scheduled. It's on my timeline somewhere on X, and I believe we're going to talk about the death to America, but probably we're going to talk about this case that's happening in Australia. This Sal Grover woman started a social media app just for women. It's called Giggles for Girls, which I particularly don't care for the name of that, but okay. I think it's for grown women, not little girls, to socialize, network, and that kind of thing, promote businesses, help each other out. But of course, a man wanting to be a woman did create an account. She found out that he was a guy, so she closed him out, revoked his access, and of course, he turned around and sued her. So this case just wrapped up yesterday in Australia courts with their closing arguments. So pay attention. I did write an article about it on Twitter. Do you know that you can do that? I think it's just for people that pay for the subscription on Twitter, but you can write articles on Twitter that includes links and photos and embeds of other Twitter posts. You get a title, you get a feature image. It's really cool if you have a verified check, you know, not verified check mark. If you have a subscription to Twitter, you can write articles. And I've written 1, 2, 3, I think, so far. Anyway, it's set up like a blog post. It's really cool to do. Okay, moving on. I want to talk about this morning, this little, oh, golly, I did not know that Winona Judd's daughter had a problem. Ooh, it's bad. Okay, Winona Judd's daughter, Grace Kelly, hit with prostitution charges after waving Ride for a Ride sign while naked on Alabama Highway. So, if you were on the Alabama Highway and saw this, it was Winona's daughter. This Catherine Donlevy wrote it from the New York Post. This is a long article. I try to pick out the significant pieces of it, and then you can go read the rest of it if you want. The daughter of country music legend Winona Judd was slapped with prostitution charges Thursday for allegedly flashing her breasts on a busy Alabama highway while flaunting a Ride for a Ride sign after suspected drug-induced frenzy. Well, I guess so. Grace Pauline Kelly, the troubled 27-year-old daughter of the famed rock bottom vocalist, was picked up on April 5th after revealing herself at the bustling crossroads of Interstate 65 and Highway 14 at Millbrook. She was initially charged with indecent exposure and obstructing governmental operations, but authorities hit her with a soliciting prostitution charge nearly a week later, records show. All three are misdemeanors. And they have a picture of her arrest. And she looks pretty rough. And rough, I mean, not just drug-induced hungover, But she looks like she was beaten up. Her eye is swollen. And I think that's a tattoo on her face. I'm not sure. At first I thought it was a bruise, but then I saw some other pictures of her and it looks like she has a tattoo on her face. I don't know, but one eye is swollen shut. There's a couple of scratches and other bruises. Yeah, she looks like she's pretty roughed up there. Kelly, who has a history of drug abuse, is still sitting in jail on a $2,000 bail. Bless. Police received two calls about the troubled woman's public behavior and at first offered her the opportunity to go home without incident. They found the scantily clad Kelly strolling down the highway near a Walmart carrying her explicit hitchhiking sign. And when she made contact with our officer, she argued with them about the legality of what she was doing and that it was not illegal for her to offer herself in exchange for rides, Millbrook Police Chief P.K. Johnson told the Daily Mail. Kelly left the scene when asked, but only to storm into a nearby Circle K gas station and an hour later, declaring that she had been robbed. While there, she apparently caused disturbance with some of the customers. The clerk called 911, but Kelly ran from the store before officers could arrive. She didn't make it far, however. She was found at another nearby highway, flashing her torso and lower body, as well as the sign. God bless. Goodness gracious. This is so sad. She was not appropriately dressed. She didn't have the things covered that needed to be covered. And she was holding the ride for a ride sign while she was in that state and with drivers going by displaying herself, said Johnson. The police chief had previously reported that Kelly became irate and refused to identify herself or cooperate with the cops. Because of her argumentative behavior and disturbing state of undress, police placed her under arrest for obstruction of a governmental operation, later adding additional charges. What is obstruction of governmental operation? Johnson voiced suspicions that the bizarre incident may have been drug-induced. You think? She might not have had drugs on her at the time she was arrested, but if you look at the booking photo, it hadn't been long. In her booking photo, Kelly's face appears swollen and bruised, with her right eye nearly shut from the inflammation. Excuse me. Let me go back to the story. Insiders told Daily Mail that Kelly's famous mother, who boasts 20 number one hits throughout her long-spanning career, has not spoken with her derelict daughter since her most recent arrest. Instead, a representative for the family has been in contact with the court concerning Kelly's condition, and only her father, businessman Arch Kelly III, has spoken with police. I have dealt with parents in this situation who don't have the means that these people do, but I don't think it's as much about as what are they going to do. What? I don't understand what. Okay. Sometimes it's about what they have already done to help. I did not understand that paragraph. I'm sorry. let's see. I think that's about it. There's more to it, but not a whole lot more. That is so, so sad. Wow. She was arrested again last May on charges that she violated a restraining order and broke the conditions on her parole. This young lady has been in trouble for a while, it looks like, and it's drugs, of course. And I know it's somebody famous with rich and famous money. Winona Judd probably has a ton of money. Why doesn't she help her daughter? Well, here's the fact, okay? Here is the fact of the matter. And you're not going to like it. The person who is in the addiction has to want to get help. You can't force it on them. The person that is in the addiction has to want help. And when you're in the addiction, you don't know that you want help, that you need help, because you're in the addiction. You have to hit rock bottom in order to want to reach help. Now, everybody's rock bottom is different. Okay, mine wasn't as bad as this young lady's. Wow, to me, that would be rock bottom. Bless her heart. I hope she does get some help. I hope she reaches out. I really do. Whew. I mean, Rhinota could take her out of that situation, put her in multiple, you know, rehabs. But, you know, I don't know that that would help. She would just probably get out and do it all again. And do we even have rehabilitation centers anymore? Do we? I don't know. You never hear about it anymore. You never hear about people going to rehab anymore, do you? You used to hear about it all the time. You used to hear about so-and-so going to rehab, going to rehab, going to rehab. Several times if they have to. You just don't hear about it anymore. Just like the mental health institutes. Do we have any mental health institutions? You know, I think about that couple that was just sentenced to 15 years in prison for their son, for not helping their son who went to school and shot up 4 children and killed them. But they were found guilty as well. Now, they were charged with manslaughter, I believe. But they were sentenced and now they're serving 15 years in prison. This just recently happened. Because they said now there's a whole bunch of backstory to all of that. You'd have to go read all about it and get into it. They didn't seem to be the best of parents. But what do you do? You know, if you have a problem teen, where do you go to seek help? I'm sure there's places, but dang, I don't know, man. It's rough. It's hard. It's a tough decision. And they've got not just teens, but I'm talking about adults like this. Rhinota Judd's daughter. She's apparently an adult. But you got to want help. And maybe she just, it's difficult. Addiction is ugly. It's very ugly. And it doesn't just affect the person that's in the addiction. If it affects everybody around them who loves them. Trust me. All right. I didn't mean to get off on that little rant. There was another story I wanted to talk about. And that is Elizabeth Warren. Ain't she a piece of work? Jewish group deeply troubled by Senator Elizabeth Warren's claim Israel could be found guilty of genocide. Ample evidence, she says. This is such BS. I swear I just go into a rage when I read stuff like this. A Boston-based Jewish organization said Thursday it was deeply troubled by Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren's claim that there's ample evidence Israel is committing genocide in Gaza. Yeah, I guess I would be deeply troubled too. This is written by Victor Nava on the New York Post. I'm not going to read it all because we don't need to read it all. The American Jewish Committee sent a letter. Okay, I'm not going to read that. Basically, Warren is saying that, I think this is what yes. If you want to do it as an application of law, I believe that they'll find that it is genocide, and they have ample evidence to do so, Warren said during an event at the Islamic Center of Boston. What in the hell, Elizabeth? I think she's just jealous that other people are getting attention right now and her name hasn't been in the news in a while. So she's going to come out and say something outrageous like this. Although she probably does believe it. I swear these people, what is wrong with them? They are missing a piece of their brain or something. I don't get it. I don't get it. Ugh, genocide. Israel's committing genocide. No, they're not. Oh, okay. I'm not going to go on with that because it's just going to be me grunting and groaning and it's terrible because I'm upset. I can't articulate my thoughts on this. When I was reading it, I had some words, but now I don't. Anyway, let's move on. Question of the day. All right. Here's the question of the day. How do you like your peanut butter? Creamy or crunchy? For me, it's got to be creamy. Because it's sweet, right? And you know me, I can't have anything crunchy in my sweetness. So peanut butter has to be creamy. I don't like nuts in my brownies. I don't like nuts in my cookies. Every once in a while, I can eat a macadamia nut cookie. Those are pretty good. I've gotten better at it, though. But I don't eat pecan pie because it's got pecans in it. I don't know. Now, here's the weird thing. I'll eat nuts in my salad. I guess because the salad's not sweet and it's all crunchy. Anyway, I don't know if it's just a texture thing or not. I don't think I'm the only one in the world like that. I'm sure there's other people out there. Okay, gotta go. Thanks for listening. My name is Carol, and these are my remarks.
What's that? Who pays your salary? What's that? Who pays? What's that?
We're not a democracy!